Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
Robert Greenleaf, the author of Servant as Leader, said, quote, "Where there is not community, trust, respect, ethical behavior are difficult for the young to learn and for the old to maintain." We're exploring the Five Habits of the Heart by Parker Palmer in his book, Healing the Heart of Democracy. The capacity to create community is Parker's fifth habit, a place where we can find a few others who want to make a difference, to serve life, to serve the larger community. In 2013, Parker talked about the fifth habit of the heart.
What I like to say to groups is, I know community can be heard as a big word, and the capacity to create community can sound like a big deal, but it doesn't have to be that way at all, and it usually isn't. Most people I know who have created meaningful forms of community around risks they want to take, around heavy lifting they want to do that they don't feel able to do alone, have done this by simply gathering two or three people who understand what they're up to and inviting their systematic encouragement, not just of the person who extended the initial invitation, but of each other. You know, I always like to point back to the fact that the civil rights movement, which we look back on as this huge historic event that spun out over a period of, you know, 15 or 20 years in the middle of the 20th century in this country, which has many famous names connected with it, and which altered the lay and the law of the land. This civil rights movement really in certain ways began at a place called the Highlander Folk School in Tennessee, run by a guy named Miles Horton, who in the middle of the 1950s bought a whole bunch of rocking chairs to sit in this big old farmhouse living room, probably 15, 18 rocking chairs. I've actually sat in one of them in at least a simulation of the original circle, filled those rocking chairs with black people and white people who were ready to talk about what it was like to be black or white at that time and in that place, mid-50s, the South and the Deep South. And out of that honest talking, really the first time in that time and place that whites and blacks had told the truth to each other about life in a racist society. Out of that talk came, in part, the mid-20th century civil rights movement. Included in that circle were people whose names you would not recognize, but there were other people there, too, like Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King Jr. and Fannie Lou Hamer and others who went on to take visible, sometimes highly visible, roles in the civil rights movement. And it really came from people rocking and talking and telling the truth. There's no more ancient human endeavor or enterprise than that, unless you throw a campfire in the middle and you have them squatting on the ground telling stories around the campfire. It's just the way human beings do business.
Sitting in a circle, talking, telling our stories, our truth, is just the way humans do business. We have a choice. We can give in to numbing and or ignoring our political environment, add fuel to the fire by searching for people to blame, calling up our fears and our love of simple, but not necessarily true, answers. We can watch and hope someone will do something about the hateful things occurring. Or we can become citizens who learn how to do the tough work of staying in conversation, who have the courage to speak and the courage to listen.
This has been The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt, a leadership and life coach who runs a personal retreat center in Lutzen.